The Naknek Electric Association has started testing on the first well of their geothermal electric generation project near King Salmon. The project has involved a $20 million investment and more than a decade of planning and developing. KDLG's Adam Kane reports.
Because there had never before been any deep well drilling in the region, the state of Alaska required NEA to take special precautions on the first well. The state considered that first well to be a wildcat, meaning that it was unknown what would be found underground. Because of that, NEA had to have the proper equipment in place to deal with the possibility of encountering an oil or natural gas deposit. After nearly a year of drilling, the well has since reached its maximum depth of 10,500 feet without encountering any hydrocarbons. What the project engineers and the roughnecks like Mike Morrison did find was exactly what they were looking for.
See, it's starting to get a little warmer right now, and here comes the zone.
And then, as a gush of water and steam came out of the side of the freestanding drilling rig.
That means success, everybody. It's enough boiling water to power a city.
Powering a city is just the first step for the Naknek Electric Association. Ultimately, they want to provide power to approximately 28 communities in Bristol Bay, including Naknek, King Salmon, and Dillingham. A geothermal well is different from an oil or gas well, in that the goal is not necessarily to drill down until a deposit is found, but instead the intention is to find a fault in the stone, which is a source of heat developed naturally in volcanic regions like Bristol Bay. Because the actual depth of the fault is considered to be a trade secret, Morrison wasn't able to divulge that specific information.
Can't tell you exactly where the zone's at, but I'm not supposed to talk about it, but tell you that we're 10,500 foot searching for anything hotter than we already have, but right now we do have hot enough temperature to produce energy. It's getting hotter by the day, you know.
Morrison says that the well is now being cleaned out of drilling mud and flow tested to find out how productive the hydrothermal or hot water source actually is. Flow testing consists of pressurizing the well, which forces the hot water out. Exactly how hot the water is also considered to be a trade secret that Morrison wasn't able to share, but he says that it's hot enough to create energy.
Once you get the well to flow, and we'll put the production stack on it, and we'll keep it flowing nonstop, temperature's just gonna get hotter and hotter because that zone, it's all the zone. Instead of that natural water table that's cold water on top coming out with it, it's just gonna be all hot water coming out of that geothermal zone.
According to Morrison, the natural water table goes down every time the well is flowed, and so eventually the production well will be a closed-loop system in which water is pumped down into the well, allowed to heat up, turning it into steam and generating electricity, before it cools down and is once again pumped back into the well as water. Because the well had to be drilled to the state's oil and gas standards, and because it was the first well drilled by the Naknek Electric Association's wholly owned subsidiary, NEA Geothermal Limited, and for many other reasons, the association's general manager, Donna Vukic, says the cost was considerably higher than the other 4 to 5 wells which will be needed for the project.
It was a learning curve for us, an expensive one, but one that you're going to go through at some point. We also had an oil and gas company man, which made it very difficult when you got to the place where you had lost circulation, which is exactly what you're looking for in geothermal. So there's just a few number of things that really increased it, but we've learned and walked through that step, and now we're moving forward into really being tighter, doing more in-house work.
NEA has purchased the drilling rig and is employing its own crew of experienced roughnecks and a number of local Bristol Bay residents who are in training to work in the drilling industry. Vukic says that when the project began, NEA was spending approximately $75,000 per day, and after streamlining that process and having a better trained and more efficient crew, they've been able to nearly half their daily rates. She says that the first well cost more than $20 million to complete. However, now that NEA owns the equipment and has a well-trained crew, the cost for each additional well should be approximately $7 million. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.